Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every single day with new stuff, new podcasts, new articles, new contacts, new Brain Trust members. Every week we have a new video. Got brand one, new one up right now. And every week we ask a new poll question right on the homepage. So please check that out. We want to know what you think. And we'll report back to you on how the poll turns out. Every week we do that. So we're having a great visit with our good friend Ornella Gross, and that's O-R-N-E-L-L-A-G-R-O-S-Z, and put a .com on the end of that. You'll find her website, including her book, Moneylicious, A Financial Clue for Generation Y. We're talking about how to become smarter by being honest with yourself about your finances, right, Ornella?
That's right. We definitely are.
And so we were talking previously about acknowledging your beliefs and your behaviors. You know how sometimes we if we have a bad day or whatever, we feel like we need comfort food, right? Some people need comfort money, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Or if we have a good day, things are exciting, we feel like we're more prosperous. We feel like going out and splurging and eating an ice cream cone or something. Some people like to spend money when they get like that. So, I mean, money is really tied to our emotions in a heavy way, isn't it?
It really is. It's a lot of the stuff that we do, and I think most people would agree, it's either based on either pleasure or pain. You know, a deep pain,
yeah,
or a deep desire for something. And that's when we tend to make our decisions. And I also don't want to make it seem like you can't go out and splurge and enjoy, you know, the money that you've earned. But I think there's an appropriate time to do that.
One of the things
it doesn't need to happen all the time.
One of the things that's helped me, and I haven't always been good at this, but I try to do it as much as I can. If I'm making any kind of a purchase of any significance at all, which means over $100 probably, I try to sleep on it. And unless I feel like I can't do without this, absolutely have to make the purchase right this moment, you know, I say to myself, okay, how will I feel about this in the morning? And the next morning, if I wake up and I say, you know what, I can't wait to get that, then I go get it, you know, if I can. And if I don't, you know, I say, okay, that was a smart thing. I slept on it and I changed my mind.
Yeah, and that's a good way to kind of delay a lot of the purchases, is to have yourself maybe a couple of questions that you'll ask yourself if you really need this or if you just want it. And there's nothing wrong with buying something just because you want it.
Right.
You may not even need it. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so, you know, we have to kind of keep in mind that, you know, our minds are not really hardwired for long-term planning.
Right.
So sometimes envisioning things for the future can be a struggle for many people. It has been for me. It has been for everyone. So normally, what has to happen is we have to teach ourselves. You know, it's kind of what I was telling you earlier when I had did the conference in Florida, when I was talking to actually adults. It wasn't so much about how to teach the kids. It's just really more about your own perspective.
Right.
And many times it's the fact that people don't realize that you're not really hardwired to think long term. If you really think about it, these things have to have been taught to you, because before, people were not thinking about investing for the long term. It just wasn't
right. Culturally
going to happen, because it didn't need to be at one point. But now times have changed and everything is on your shoulders. And that's definitely a shift in your mindset.
Right.
That really wasn't there before.
Talk to us in the last couple of minutes here. Talk to us about the fact that your generation, the 20-somethings, have amassed almost $1 trillion in college
mm-hmm.
loans. It's
mm-hmm.
it's more than what we owe on what all of us owe on credit cards. How is that?
Sure.
How is that affecting your generation right now?
Well, it definitely does affect them. If I'm not incorrect in the statistics. I haven't looked at it within the last year, but the younger generation have a very higher rate in bankruptcy, filing for bankruptcy. Obviously,
but you know, you can't bankrupt out of these loans, though.
No, and that's exactly what I was saying. You can't bankrupt, but they have other things, credit card debt and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in regards to the student loans, you know, with the student debt, a lot of it is also lack of planning. Many people are either trying to use their current assets, and I know at one point you had mentioned parents having to kind of take care of it, and
yeah.
So the parents are using their own current assets to help pay for their kids, or sometimes they'll pay their entire bill, whereas maybe a little bit of planning with the kids getting either a partial, if they can get a scholarship or a grant, which does take
right.
work, to get scholarship. There has been a lot of lack of educational planning for this generation going into school, into college.
But you know what, Ornella, one of the things I think has driven up this debt is when people were able to borrow money to live on while they were going to school.
That's a lot of the lack of it, is that not being able to calculate what the full cost of college is going to be. That it's not just the tuition and the mandatory fees. It's the boarding. It's even the parking.
Well,
it could be another $1,000.
I think it's okay to borrow money for the tuition and the books, but you got to be able to figure out how to pay for your where you live. And if you have to borrow all of that, it might not be a good investment. I think that's what a lot of people
expensive.
Are finding out. Ornella, I got to wrap it up. Come back again real soon. Let's talk some more.
Okay, that would be great.
OrnellaGross.com, folks, and that's G-R-O-S-Z. Put a Z on the end of that. You'll find her website. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.